Consider, if you will, your condition in life. Are you relatively well off financially? Are you secure? Do you have material possessions? Do you eat out every once in a while, maybe even sometimes at fairly pricey places? Do you have a comfortable home? Do you enjoy life? Are you well thought of in your community? If we are honest, I'm guessing the answer is yes. Yes, I am secure, well fed, well thought of, and well off, with a future of hope and promise. Now consider others in our community and in the world, those who live in other neighborhoods. Are any of them hungry, poor, grieving, hated, excluded, reviled? Of course, we know that there are people who suffer that condition and consider them extremely unfortunate. Happy are we, unhappy are they. That is the common view. But imagine for a moment. Imagine our bishop, Bishop Jose, gathering the unfortunate ones of our diocese and telling them, "Are you ever lucky? How blessed you are to have such poverty and grief and misery in your lives." Most of us would think Jose had gone bonkers. Yet, bear with me. Jesus, as he so often did, confounded popular wisdom. Jesus looked to the kind of people whom we pity, who seem hopeless, and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who weep. Blessed are you when people hate you, exclude you, revile you, and defame you." Then, even more astonishingly, Jesus looked to another group of people who are more like us, who seem to have it made, and said, "Woe to you who are rich, who are full, and who are laughing. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Woe to the likes of us. For he says we are subject to great sorrow, to grief and misery." What Jesus is really saying here is, watch out, for your blessedness is in truth a great danger. How can this be? What in the world is going on here? Doesn't Jesus have it all upside down? If the poor, the hungry, the grieving, the hated, the excluded, and the reviled are the happy ones, how are we to understand this? How can we long to be poor? How can we see being hated as something to desire? Does Jesus really mean that hunger and grief will improve our lot? Why would we want to be poor? How do we answer these questions? Well, a good place to begin is by understanding that in using these sayings, these blessed and woes, Jesus is not glamorizing poverty and suffering. He is not calling us to become poor or make ourselves sick or weak. No, there is something much deeper and much more important going on here. Jesus doesn't want us to see these unfortunate conditions as a magical cure for what ails us. Surely he knew as well as we do that poverty often leads to despair, suicide, crime, and violence. Yet he also knew that having needs, desires, wants, leads us to God. Poverty and hunger and despair provide a beginning for one seeking unity with God. He added the woes because he knew that most people, like us, have a hard time imagining that being poor can help a person. Jesus focused on the very things that most of us work and hope and pray for. So he listed them as woeful and miserable to get our attention. He knew that being well-fed, happy, and well thought of is what we really seek. as we smile all the way to the bank and the shopping mall. With the resources and abilities most of us have, we are the ones in danger of forgetting that we need anything, especially a Savior. When I was a young sailor, I went to West Africa to make a film, and the author, Alex Haley, accompanied us. We went deep into the Gambia, which is where the book Roots began. We took a bunch of sailors deep into the country to do a civil service project. When we got there, it was evident that we were the first white people they had ever seen before. And so the project, as all projects do, took longer. And so we stayed in the village for the night. We slept on a dirt floor, ate simple food. When we awoke the next morning, we were startled by what we saw. All we saw was 30 smiling sets of teeth reflected back at us. And we came to realize that the villagers were just happy that we were there. And I can tell you definitively that to this day, those people reside in my spirit. For the people of that village reflected true joy and happiness more than any other I have ever experienced. To this day, they are still the happiest people I have ever been around. They had absolutely nothing but each other and God. And yes, they were at times hungry, at times sick, at times and always poor. But they were happy and content by the basic good things of life, faith in God and each other, community, relationships, faith in something unseen. You see, what Jesus knew is that when we have nothing, are in danger or difficulty, that is when we are likely to run and turn to God. Then and only then, we knock on the door that God opens. Then we find a Savior who befriends us. It is so much easier to welcome God into our lives when we know our sin and our spiritual bankruptcy. How blessed, how enviable, how lucky are those who understood their urgent need for what only God can provide, and that they may have simply, what we may have simply, just by asking. Through these blesseds and woes, Jesus calls us to join with the spirit of the poor whom he gave this teaching to so long ago. Those have-nots of the first century had nothing to expect from the world, but they had everything to expect from God. It is through their need that Jesus shows us the way to look toward God, to turn to God for help in our lives and in our attitudes and in our values. If we can recognize our need, we begin to learn where God is leading us, what God wants from us. We come to understand the necessity of seeking God. Our deep sense of helplessness brings us before God just as we are. Not as we imagine ourselves to be. The poor help us get to the glorious day when we give up seeking privilege or power as the true path to happiness. The poor of Jesus' time turned to God who cared, who healed and uplifted, who above all loved them as they were. Their story teaches us that the love of God is close at hand, and powerful far beyond those who rule the world. The poor help us see the need for a power greater than ourselves to heal us and give us happiness and meaning. They help us come to the day when we see clearly the source of this power? Jesus, the Christ, our Savior.